afternoon, everyone.
It's a spectacular afternoon. It's like so beautiful.
So I'm Service Slut.
Oh, hey, I'm Insidious Muse.
And we are...
We have colds.
Yeah, we both are really sick.
And so we have tissues over the microphone.
Because we want to be polite to the hosts of the next show.
Not that they would, but, you know, because they're boys. And we're nice girls, though. But and if you didn't know, we're girls. Hi.
Yeah, hi.
But so we have tissues. And it's really, it's kind of a little bit distracting. I feel like I'm talking into one of those, like tissue ghosts you would make as a kid.
Oh, right.
Or like parachute. Hey, we forgot to turn off the air conditioner. Thank you, Nick. He's a professional. You can close the door. Yeah. Thank you. He's all professional and we're not.
No, we're not today. We usually are, though.
I was totally going to be drunk.
But and remember we discussed that makes for really bad radio.
I decided I don't care. But I'm not. I'm just sick and I have a...
Because that's drunk enough. Being sick is drunk enough.
Right? And I got a super gulp of whatever, which it has no alcohol in it, people, believe it or not, which you might find difficult to believe based upon whatever.
I'm having Halls. Does that have alcohol in it? No,
there's no alcohol in Halls. There's just, you know, you smell like a sick person or an old person. Sick or old, sick and old, whatever.
Uh-huh.
I don't think it matters.
No. So today's topic.
Foot fetish. Yeah. Ism.
Well, no.
Well, no. Because we were talking about this, and then I looked up and was like, shit, we have 18 seconds. Let's talk about it on the air.
I find that there is a distinct difference between foot fetishism and foot worship.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
There's a very big distinction.
You're right. Foot worship falls under the larger umbrella of foot fetishism.
Correct. Which I think when you're... I am not a foot fetishist. But I imagine that for someone who is, it is sexual in nature.
Sometimes. There is both sexual and non-sexual foot fetishism. Now, if you want to take into the psychological guidelines for a fetish means, and you know, really specifically, that whatever that is, the subject of the fetishism is required for sexual arousal. Some people are like that when it comes to whatever it is. For the most part, in our kink world, when we talk about a fetish, it's not a requirement for arousal.
Right.
Most of the kinksters we know come to the table like pre-aroused, you know, because we're kind of perverts and it's kind of how we go. So, but it's like, it's an enhancement. You know, it's like you don't have to have latex to get all hot and bothered for people that like are into the latex, but hey, it doesn't hurt. Or so I'm told. I mean, latex is okay, but it's not like my thing.
This is an FYI. We're probably going to be coughing and like sneezing and stuff in the background. So try not to pay attention.
And you
want
to know what? I'm not using my cough button. Just not doing it. You can't make me. I tried to say earlier to Nancy that, but the cough button is so far. I have to reach. And I just, she was going to move the cough button towards me. I'm like, no, it doesn't matter. I'm not using it.
You rebel. You rebel, you.
I am. All right. So what are we saying? Foot worship.
Yes.
So I would like to ask you, explain what foot worship feels like to a worshiper.
It feels like it's kind of peaceful in the sense, don't laugh at me, you D-type you. No, it's peaceful in the sense that it's a very simple way of honoring your dominant or someone that you are choosing to submit to. At its very, very simplest definition, I mean, the foot is it's the lowest part of the body. It is the lowest of the lowest. You know, you step on the dirty floor with your feet. Feet get sweaty, feet get just nasty. And to get down to that level and just almost kind of, giving your sense of you, the person, the submissive, the S type, whoever, giving yourself that, almost taking that sense of inferiority by getting down to that level. It's like a nonverbal, way of saying I am submitting to you.
It's like the physical manifestation of your submission.
Oh, yes. Oh my God, yes.
Hey, look, I should turn my phone down.
Huh? Hey, yeah, maybe.
Well, I got to stop rubbing the lotion on my hands. It rubs the lotion in the skin. Okay, carry on, and yes. Then I will take care of that.
Wow. Your phone's all jacked up on Mountain Dew. All right. But I feel like it's such a simple act that really it says a lot. It says a lot about what you're willing to do. Hell, fuck, I would kill to really spend a lot of my time at your feet. Not gonna lie. I want to be at your feet all of the time. However, in real world, that is not practical, you know, because you move around. You don't spend your day sitting on your ass. You do stuff. I do stuff. Hey, I'm starting a job tomorrow. What? You know, it's just not practical. But for the beginning of a scene or the start of a day or, you know, when I get to your house and I'm visiting, I mean, why not?
Or the end of a scene.
Mm-hmm.
That's always fun too.
And yeah. Well, and here's the thing is that it's fun, but I mean, it's something kind of serious for me. I take it pretty seriously because that's how we start our day. That's how you and I start our day.
Right.
You know, if I'm not with you physically, then you get a text message, kisses your feet, I'd kill to do that every morning. And every single morning, it's just as special as it was the first time. You know, it's not, for me, it's not play. It's not part of play.
Right.
You know, it's just that, it's that special moment where it's just you and me. There's no one else. There's no cohabitants. There's no, like, you know, phone calls, text messages, nothing. It is just us. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, yeah, it's fun. It's a nice ritual that I fucking cherish. But I take the significance of it very seriously. I don't care how fucking dirty your feet are. And for people who know me personally, I don't like dirty.
No, and my feet are usually really dirty.
They are.
I really like to walk around barefoot.
Yeah.
It's like my favorite thing.
And it doesn't help that your floor is really fucking dusty because of like the unpolished concrete.
Yeah.
So they get really dirty and I still kiss them. It's and true. I kiss them the same way every single time, no matter how dirty they are.
It's true.
So that should tell you how seriously I take that.
Yes, it does. Now, I can't think. I'm trying to think. You like to do this foot washing thing. I like you to do this foot washing thing. I'd like this foot washing thing to happen all the time. I'd like it to happen daily. It's like, I have this thing. Okay, so let me, since I asked you that question, hey, I should kind of answer the question.
How does it feel for the D-type to get their feet, you know, elevated on this pedestal?
Here's the deal. I hear that there are people that don't like their feet touched. This is what I am told. And I, you know, hey, whatever. I'm one of those people that's like, hey, you should try it and see, because it's kind of awesome. I don't know. There's something about my feet. Number one, I like to be barefoot. I like to be barefoot on the bare ground, on the grass, on the dirt, on the rocks, on the beach. You know what I'm saying? For me, my feet connect me to nature in a way that nothing else can. If I'm walking around and I'm barefoot, I'm able to like kind of get in tune with what's around me better than if I have the fucking stilettos on and, you know, all these hot shoes that everybody loves or even comfortable shoes. It's just not the same. I don't have that kind of bond with all of the living things around me when I have shoes on. And I don't know. That's just one of those things. I get a lot of energy through my feet. Whatever. Some people get it through their heads. Some people get it through their hands. Maybe I do too. I just don't pay attention to that. I pay attention to my feet. I joke and say I have hobbit feet. Not that they're hairy people. My feet aren't hairy.
No.
But because I walk around barefoot so often, I mean, my feet have, they're very durable. And yeah, you can translate that to be hard, except for I do go get pedicures. So they do
pretty.
Soften them a lot and it makes it kind of pretty. Anyway, so for me to then therefore receive service, to receive worship, to receive anything through my feet, it intensifies the experience because that's where I get a lot of that energy, because then I feel as if I'm kind of plugged into whoever's touching my feet. I'm plugged into them. And if they're not giving energy, let me give you an example. I go get a pedicure at this place, and this lady who does my feet, love her. She does a fantastic job. She's so sweet and adorable, and I've been going to her for years. But she doesn't give me any energy. You know, I don't get anything from what she does when she touches my feet. I get pretty toes. That's what I get. But I don't get anything from it. Like, even the massage component, like, she's not putting anything into it. You know, she's like, she's been doing this for forever. So she's like, whatever, I'm just, you know, going to rub you with my gloved hands and that's it, which is fine. But then I go to the Asian foot spa, and the guy, and the interesting thing about Asian foot spas is they always partner you up, a male to a female or a female to a male, which I think is interesting because it gives you that, you know, that counteracting energy. But when I go to a foot spa, they are literally pouring their energy into it, and I can feel it. And it helps, you know, I can absorb it. And I can tell if they're having a good day or a bad day, if that makes sense. Because that's just kind of how I do it. So I almost like it to kind of suck in that energy in a way. I don't like it when they're having bad days. It doesn't help.
No, I'm sure that doesn't feel good.
So then when someone like you, or when you specifically are going through either the ritual of kissing my feet or the ritualized bathing of my feet, and the lotioning and all of that kind of stuff, and you want to, you know, dry my feet with your hair and all that, you know, very biblical kind of thing, you know, which you haven't done yet, but that'll happen. When all of that goes on, I am, it's like there's a direct connection, you know. It's like, and I hate to do this, it's like an Avatar when they have that weird head thing.
Oh my God,
that
yes.
they attach to the flying animal or to the horse, and it just... and it had a name, I don't know. It's like that. That's what it's like. It's like we're just connected.
Your nerd is showing.
Avatar somehow does not show my nerd. If I had come up with some awesome like Star Wars or Lord of the Rings reference, then yes. But no, I had to say Avatar. But it's really, every time that happens, that image comes to my mind when you know, you see the beautiful graphic of that, you know, that hair thing and then the tail of the animal kind of molding. Mm-hmm. You're like, yes, I get that. That's just what it feels like to me.
Yeah.
So there. That's what I have to say about that.
Yeah.
As we cough.
Let's take a break to cough.
We're all going to cough now. So we're done now. I guess we can just go.
So this foot washing. So let's discuss that. You know... You wash their feet. I mean, it's very basic and simple. You are washing someone else's feet. What you do with that act is completely up to you. I think that, you know, if you are in a relationship where you do have the chance to wash someone else's feet, or you have a friend who you know, is in the lifestyle and can let you wash their feet, you make it into your own, you know. I think you should probably ask yourself, you know, what am I trying to convey by washing this person's feet? What do I hope for them to feel? Do I want them to laugh? Does that mean I'm going to tickle their feet a little bit?
Whoa, no.
I'm posing hypotheticals here. You know, do you want to awaken their sense of smell? So that means maybe you use a lotion that smells very, very nice. Or do you want to inspire relaxation? So maybe you... use some reflexology on them. I think that, you know, asking yourself these type of questions will make your service tailored to you, unique to who you are. I mean, I know it's different when you are serving someone, when you are in a DS relationship, because then, well, you're going to tailor your service to your D type. That's just what it's going to happen, you know? But if you were in a position where you can give all of you and show who you are, through your service, then it helps to think of those aspects. You know, what do you want the person to walk away with? Personally, I love using the foot spa that you have.
Me too.
You know, it just, because it helps when I want to transition from one thing to another or from foot to foot. what I try to do is I want to gather everything all at once. So that way I'm not running to, you know, the bathroom to get XYZ. So whether that means, you know, getting however many towels I need, making sure that I have somewhere comfy to sit so that I'm not fidgeting. So does that mean I'm sitting on a pillow? Am I sitting on my calves? What am I doing? Setting the mood. Do I want to light candles? Do I want there to be music or just fucking dead silence? Is she comfortable? Is she sitting somewhere where she doesn't have to, you know, almost like reach with her leg so that I can reach her foot? What do I want to do? So I take out the little foot spa and get it all mixed up with the water. And this last time I used something and it foamed over and it was just all over the place. And there was bubbles all over the place. That was not my intention. I just poured too much in there. So I played with the bubbles.
She did. It was funny.
And it made her laugh.
Yeah.
But that wasn't planned.
No.
You know, but it's something that just kind of happened. And it's funny because I think of when we play and you, because you don't plan out our scenes.
No.
You just lay shit out. And, I mean, but.
Conceptually.
Right. And so in this particular moment, I found myself in that instance where I didn't quite plan for that much foam. and so, I mean,
you're
was,
also much more of a planner than I am.
I am. I really am. So that kind of backfired, but I was able to kind of salvage that, you know, not ruining her beautiful rug that was underneath the foot spa. Yeah, let's not do that.
Let's not do that.
And what I like doing, and I don't know if you ever pick up on it, but I mean, I like it when I can make you zone out, when you close your eyes and you're just in the moment. And it's not like I say, okay, mistress, close your eyes and just relax. Kind of just happens, you know? I don't have this like regimented, okay, I'm going to, you know, rub with my thumbs in circles 10 times on each foot. And then I'm going to go back and I'm going to do this like, you know, kneading motion. No. I kind of just make it up as I go. And I really hope to God that she doesn't look at me and say, ouch. But I always look up because I want to see, where is she at? What is her face telling me? Because if she's like furrowing her brow, that's not good. That's not a good thing. But if she's just slight smile, eyes closed, and just slow, even breaths, then that means that I've helped her achieve some sort of calm. That's me. That's what I do. You know, and I take out each foot, lotion it up. Well, first I dry each. And then I lotion it up and it's all fine and dandy. And I try to clean up very quietly. And that's it. That's me. I want to expand later on. I know you're not crazy about other people giving you pedicures, but I want to learn that so that I can do that for you. And that's me. You S-type, you just person who's, you know, in love with people's feet, whatever. It's up to you. You know, what can you bring to the foot washing table is what you need to ask yourself.
Right. for foot washing, because there's a lot of people that foot worship for them is very oral in nature. And it crosses a little bit more into the sexualized component of this as a fetish. Where they like to, you know, lick the feet. Some people are big fans of licking dirty feet. Some people don't like licking dirty feet. Some people like sweaty feet. Some people like smelly feet. Some people like clean feet. You know, everybody has a thing. Some people like long toes. Some people like short toes. Some people like painted toes. Some people don't like painted toes. You know what I'm saying? It's some people like flip-flops. Some people like heels. You know, everybody has a specific thing a lot of times. But when it comes to the, you know, the worshiping can begin from afar, to be quite honest. You can begin worshiping without the person being aware. Although, let's be honest, if somebody is wearing really fantastic shoes, they're aware people are looking at them.
Yeah.
You know, you don't wear those shoes with the intention that nobody's going to look at them. You put those shoes on and you think, I fucking hope people appreciate how gorgeous these shoes are because they're killing my fucking feet. You know? I turned the volume down. But that was beautiful, by the way. Beautiful music.
What that was.
So it can start before, because let's say you don't have a partner. You don't have somebody with whom that you participate in this foot worshiping ritual or whatever. And so you're at a dungeon, you're someplace else, you're just, you know, a kinky party. Let's go to a kinky party.
Mm-hmm.
You don't usually see people get on their knees and doing stuff to people's feet at normal parties. I don't know. I don't know what kind of parties you guys go to.
Yeah.
I didn't see that at the Skid Row Studios party.
Mm-mm.
And that was kind of like a normal party in the grand scheme of things.
I don't know how you vanillas do it.
I don't. I'm sorry. I can no longer talk to vanillas anymore. I'm done. I can't do it. I told a vanilla today about the show, just so you know.
Oh, shit.
I was just like, it's not a show for everybody. And he's like, no, tell me. And I was like, okay. I was like, that's it. I have nothing to say to anybody who doesn't get my shit. Anyway, that's not the point. So, you know, you if you're a person that's, hey now.
Oh my God, the barrier of germs fell off.
My ghost tissue fell off of the microphone. Anyway, here's one of the greatest issues for especially female dominance and foot fetishists and those who want to participate in foot worship. Sometimes you're creepy.
Sometimes.
Not you, Nancy, but like foot fetish guys sometimes are creepy. Like they're always looking down and there's just a weirdness sometimes, a weird vibe to them. And sometimes they're a little socially awkward. Actually, more often than not, they're socially awkward in my experience.
Mm-hmm.
And so they don't understand that you don't walk up to a woman and go, you have beautiful feet, I would love to kiss them. That's not an opening line.
Nope.
That's not. That's a, well, that's lovely.
And that's
I'm
going
to go over there.
That's why we don't mix with vanillas, because obviously there was some sort of, you know, lesson on social cues that they missed. So ask yourself, you foot person. Ask yourself, if I was at a vanilla shindig, would I open up with, hey, can I kiss your feet? It's quite simple because...
And you know, funny, the thing for me is that's more about feet than about anything else. You know, you can walk up in a kinky context at a dungeon. You can walk up to somebody and say, I would love to be flogged by you. And that's not weird. But to walk up to somebody and say, I love your feet, I want to kiss them... It's just, I don't know. I think because foot worship is a little bit more intimate. And so it does cross into another realm, in my opinion. To me, foot worship is very intimate.
Absolutely.
So I don't know. I don't know how you feel about that.
No. I understand that is very intimate. And I for me, it's like, well, just don't lead with that. I mean, even if it was about flogging or something else, some other kind of play... Personally, I still wouldn't lead with that.
No, but it's not that weird for somebody to come up and go, I would love for you to flog me. And, you know, and be like, okay, well, let's talk and get to know it. Whereas if somebody, I'm always kind of taken aback a little bit if somebody says, well, I'd love to worship your feet. And it's like, or, because sometimes they don't just say something like that. Sometimes they say, I would love to lick the dirt off of your feet. You know, and not that I have a problem with somebody licking the dirt off of my feet. I don't have a problem with that. But here's the deal. I don't know you. And I don't know your tongue. And yeah, I get that my feet are dirty and they've been walking around barefoot because that's one of the things that I do. I don't know if I want your tongue on my feet because I don't know you, you know? And I think that's the challenge. And I think what happens is I can only imagine it's akin to a frenzy.
Mm-hmm.
That said foot fetishist is so worked up. They don't know what to say. They don't know how to behave. They don't know what's the right thing to say. They just see feet that are so beautiful and so wonderful, and they want to be a part of those feet, almost regardless of to whom they are attached. And so I don't think they know. So for you, if you happen to be like a Bigfoot person, and maybe you don't know that you're socially awkward, I can't speak for everybody, but maybe you are and you just don't know it. Have a script.
Yeah.
You know, think of, again, how would you try to interact with the person, not just her feet?
So in other words, you find yourself looking at her feet, look up and don't stop at her tits.
Pretty much. Or her corset or, you know, whatever. Yeah.
Because I am not a D-type, but a D-type is composed of more than her leather boots, her corset, and her fantastic makeup.
Yeah.
Just saying.
I agree.
Conversation goes a long way.
I agree. And that's a whole different, that's a different topic. Which I think we should talk at some point. It's a lot about kind of philosophy about what makes a dominant. You know what I'm saying? But I have very unique opinions that do not necessarily go along with everybody else, but that's just me. Because again, I am the D-type that walks around in flip-flops at the dungeon. Yeah. I'm not the D-type that walks around in the 6-inch heels and the latex and the stuff. Because no, I'm not here for you. I'm here for me. It's not about you. It's about me. And if I'm comfortable, everybody's happy. Yeah. Because I can beat you better.
This is true.
And I'm much more comfy in my flip-flops. Yep. So, you know, but that's, again, that's a philosophy. Let's sidebar that for a future discussion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, and I think that when you're dealing with a body-specific fetish, anything, it can be an ass, it can be tits, it can be hands, whatever the fetish is, I think you run the risk of losing out on focusing on whomever it is as a whole because you're focusing so strongly on whatever the individual item is. And you also run the risk of being, I don't want to say ostracized, but pigeonholed as, oh yeah, that's that foot guy.
Yeah.
You know, and even though somebody can have a big foot fetish, it's never all that they are. And I don't think anybody wants to be pigeonholed in such a way. I could be wrong. I mean, but I've never known anybody that was all that they wanted to do and nothing else. Most people are like, oh, that's my number one. But yeah, strap on and yeah, you know, flogging or whatever, needles, whatever it is. So, I mean, I just, you know, take into consideration that.
You're sick, dude.
It's because I'm sick. Take into consideration, how do you like to be treated as a whole person from a holistic standpoint? And that's how you should treat another person, especially if you want to worship a part of them. Because worship is an intimate act, regardless of what you're doing. It's intimate. You should be pouring part of yourself into that, and they are pouring part of themselves into it as well. It becomes where the two energies mingle. And it's not akin to sex because you're not sharing fluids, but I've had sex less intimate than worshiping sessions, scenes, whatever. So it's just one of those things. I'm just saying, that's my opinion. And maybe people are different. Are people different?
I'm sure they are.
People are different.
I'm sure they are. I tend to agree with your opinion though, so there's that.
It's helpful because, you know, we're kind of in a thing together.
We are. Turns out
we're in a thing together. It helps if we have similar philosophies.
Yes.
Otherwise, it's weird. I'm doing a weird hand gesture.
We so should not be here right now.
We should
be in bed.
Hey, you know what?
Preferably together. What?
Does anybody want to give us a call and talk about your feet shit?
Our phone number is 800-893-9562.
800-893-9562. You know, so far we're just talking about our own perspectives of foot worship. And I would love, I know several people that are big into feet. And I would really like to hear what you think. Oh, you know what? Well, we're hopefully waiting for a call. Please call. did you hear the tissue? That's the tissue, people. That's what's protecting the next host from germs. That
this mutant cold.
Magic tissue. Anyway, you wonder what's interesting. Before I had ever like received any sort of foot worship or anything like that, I stumbled into toe sucking and having my toes sucked. And that was kind of like my first introduction to, hey, this feet thing is awesome. And I'm telling you, if you never had your toes sucked, people, wow.
That has happened to me once.
What did you think?
It was, I mean, the whole experience was interesting because it was this huge, big black man and he had like this baby arm of a penis.
You've had your toes sucked by a black man?
Yes, I have.
With a baby arm of a penis?
Yep. It was...
That doesn't require any explanation, lesbian Nancy.
Hey, excuse me for just a second.
Oh, she used her cough button. Oh, see, I use my cough button for blowing my nose too. Because I mean, really, I think you can hear a cough, but nobody really wants to hear snot. Let's be honest. This is going to go down as like an episode.
The best episode
Woo!
Ever.
Are there any cold fetishists out there?
Telling you, there's somebody who's a fetishist for everything out there.
Ain't that the truth?
You know, it was funny because I couldn't really focus on the, I mean, it wasn't sexual for me, but it also wasn't like a power exchangey kind of thing either. It was an experience.
Wait, did you do this at a dungeon?
Yes.
Was it at the lair?
Yes,
it was. I know this man.
Yes.
And he does have a baby arm of a penis.
Right? Yeah, that was kind of scary. Just letting you know.
It's actually kind of a beautiful penis.
Scary for the lesbian. he was introduced to me. He did not approach me with the, hey, could I suck your toe, baby? No.
No, he's very respectful.
Yeah. And so he was introduced to me as to kind of just, hey, try this out. You know, nothing bad's going to happen.
I imagine I know by whom.
Yes. a facilitator of sorts.
Oh, that she is. She's the, you know, Julie McCoy of that dungeon.
I closed my eyes because I was kind of scared.
And you didn't want to see the penis.
His penis wasn't out while he was sucking my toes. But it was a very interesting sensation. Having said that, I think that if this was between myself and someone that I was attracted to, yeah, I could see how there would be arousal.
Yeah, it's really, I don't know, when it's done right, it's very sensual. There's just something about the feeling of a mouth on your toes. Again, when it's done right. I've had it done wrong, and I'm like, you know, where somebody's like, I know you like toe sucking, so I'm going to suck your toes. And I'm like, no. That's, you know how when someone knows you like a blowjob and so they do it and you don't like that? That's what just happened there. Thanks.
That doesn't sound sexy at all.
Let's not do that. No.
So there's other things that you can do with your feet to other people. See, because for me, it's interesting because I go to I will always, in every kind of thing that we talk about, every kind of type of play, I will always go to the erotic humiliation aspect of it because that's just, that's just me.
You're a sick puppy.
And it's just, I mean, I don't, there's something about being underneath someone's feet that is very appealing to me.
You mean like trampling?
Yes. Come on now.
Yeah, but I mean, that's like, I pay $150 to have an Asian woman walk on my back. Why am I going to walk on your back? It feels good. It's like a massage.
Oh, I bet.
However, I can imagine from your perspective and done in a particular way, it is definitely very power exchangey.
Yes.
That's right. We're professionals.
Yes. Because as I said at the beginning of the show, it is the lowest part of the body. If I worship you as a whole, if I hold you in the highest of regards, even your feet that can sometimes get really dirty.
Yes, they can.
To be underneath that, which is the lowest part of you, I can't describe the kind of headspace that would put me in.
Feet are also notoriously good at delivering pain. They're great for CBT, for cock and ball torture.
Explain.
Well, ball kicking. You can kick balls with your feet and with or without shoes. Absolutely. And I don't know if you've ever been kicked in the balls, boys. It doesn't take a lot of force to get you to, you know, I don't know, crawl into the fetal position and cry.
Let's get you. I would like to see this.
You want to see me kick someone's balls like that?
I would, yes. I will procure,
you will procure
someone
balls
with a package for you to do this to.
Okay. Also, there's a lot of people that do CBT with shoes on their feet. Heels kind of stepping on scrotum and penis in a very painful fashion.
Owie.
You know, that's a thing. And it's, I'll tell you, the images are fucking hot, especially, you know, like there's a plank, little table plank that goes on the body with a little hole for the cock and balls to come out. It's kind of like a stock for the cocks, the cock. And then a woman can stand on it. And because there's little legs, she can walk all over, walk, 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 and whatever heels that she wants. And it can be stilettos, it can be big boots, it can be whatever. And then do kind of whatever she wants to do to the penile area. Please let me note without the...
the germ barrier keeps swelling.
Roger Rabbit. Please. Anyway. fuck. I don't know how old I am. The woman that is participating in this, I suggest she have something to hold on to. That's it. I mean, unless she's
like
very graceful.
Do this next to a wall so she can brace herself.
Or have, you know, whatever, like bars above her or whatever. I'm just saying, it just... Because what if you fall and then that doesn't look pretty?
No.
And then he's kind of trapped and he can't help you. So you're like, I've fallen and I broke my Christian Louboutins, which would be sad.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, you know, try safety first. Safety first. That's what we always talk about. We've gone this many days without an accident. This is what you get, more sick kids. This is what you get.
Yeah. Sorry. That's my germ barrier, by the way.
Wow. Wow, that was kind of a little Hurricane Sandy-ish, actually. that's what it sounds like when all of them are on the news with their raincoats and stuff. Yeah, I mean, there's numerous things. I mean, I've seen where someone took the heel of a stiletto and sounded a guy's cock with it.
Ow.
Ow, just, you know.
Ow.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. You know, awesome
if it can happen. Yeah. I mean, there's the feet are wonderful, and again, feet can also deliver a great deal of pleasure as well. I mean, like I said, you pay $150 for a Chinese woman to walk on your back. If you are a dominant, why can't you have your submissive walk on your back in a pleasurable way? You know what I'm saying? It's not about dominance, and we've said this before that the act itself doesn't necessarily dictate who's the dominant. It's the way that it is done. Like I could say, Nancy, I would like you to walk on my back tonight. And there's not a snowball's chance that you would have a perception that for some reason you're dominating me.
No.
You know, and we've had this discussion in the past with other, you know, female dominants who some of them have issues with having sex with submissive men. Because they believe that somehow robs them of their dominance, and it doesn't. I'm going on a total fucking tangent here, but let me go because I'm sick, and that's what I'm going with. Anyway, where they believe that somehow if they have sex with especially if the man is in a traditionally dominant position, such as doggy style or on top, that somehow that takes away from the female's dominance, which it doesn't, because if he's doing what she wants and he's trying to please her, I don't see how that,
right.
You know, it's who is, you know, getting the most out of it. Well, they're both probably getting the most out of it.
BTW, I've walked on somebody's back before.
Oh, yeah.
But not in a sexual way.
Okay, explain.
I mean,
again,
like,
another thing that doesn't require any explanation.
Sorry. I mean, like to soothe their back, you know, in the way that an Asian woman would do that to you at one of those places.
You were being an Asian woman.
I was. God damn, I miss us in race play. Can I just say that? I really fucking miss
us. It's been a long time.
It really has.
You know, we used to do it all the time.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened.
You went away, and then I got sick, and now you're sick, and...
Yeah. I'm getting a fever. Yay.
No.
Yay.
Don't do that.
Well, my day isn't over. I still have shit to do.
Don't do that.
I got responsibilities.
Stop it.
Responsibilities. Anyway, how did you like that, walking on someone's back? therapeutically.
How did I like that? What? Sorry.
Walking on someone's back therapeutically.
I loved it. And I felt like, it felt a lot like how when I do the foot washing, it felt like a service.
Yeah, no, it is. It's absolutely a service.
It's a service. But I mean, it felt like I was providing relief and this person was there. They were very grateful for it. They were, you know, it was relaxing. And I didn't, I mean, there was no power exchangey thing going on.
It's not a new word.
It totally is. There was nothing like that going on, but I mean, it felt kind of like, it's the same thing, you know. You don't want to step on someone's back in the wrong place because...
Oh, no, you should know a little bit about an app.
Yeah, just a little bit, same. So it felt like, you know, there was a degree of responsibility that I had, but I wasn't performing that for myself. I was doing it for them. But equal, I mean, I don't know. It was kind of a, I don't know. I look back now because back then, I mean, this was years ago. So I really didn't know where I totally should not be stepping. But I got lucky and nothing bad ever happened.
Yeah. I mean, well, generally because it's kind of slow pressure, you're generally not, I mean, the only risk you really have at that point is rupturing something and you're too slight to do that. And you know, generally that would require like jumping and you weren't jumping on the back. I remember the first time that I walked on someone's back. I trampled, quote unquote, trampled someone. And, you know, I had gone to like, I don't know, 3 classes and I had done it on a couple demo bottoms. And I had the guidance by Melissa and stuff. And I was like, okay, I'm ready. I'm going to do this. I was so nervous because my mind was filling with... Don't go on the spine. Okay, I can go like that on the spine, but I can't do like that. Okay, there are the kidneys. There, you know, like literally I'm jumping all over. Watch the coccyx. Watch, you know, all of these things. I was kind of hyper aware of the anatomy and it impacted my ability to really have it be what it should have been. I mean, it's still, you know, there were toe prints. I ground in and did some toe print stuff, which was kind of cool. I kind of like the toe prints. but it was one of those things where I knew that I was hesitant. And I think that when you're engaging in something like that, I mean, that's fine. It's probably, you know, better to be hesitant than to be overzealous. But, you know, it was, you know, one of those things. And everybody has to have a first time. So that was my first time. So there's that.
May I walk on your back?
Sure. You could clean the floor and then you could walk on my back. Oh, and make it like I want a cushion and and my boobs, I don't like them being squished, so I need something. That's why I don't sleep on my stomach, because I don't like my boobs being squished.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like that either. That just does not feel good.
Yeah, that stopped when I turned 13 and got boobs. So, you know, hey, women world problems. Hashtag. Hashtag. Because we don't do binding. Yeah, oh, foot binding. That could be a definite component, a part of a non-painful foot binding.
I don't know anything about foot binding. I mean,
we can go back to the old, you know, Japanese foot binding, which was a way to maintain, you know, women's girls' feet, or just feet, because we don't need an S on the end of that, because the double E, it kind of tells you it's plural. Woo, fun with grammar.
So should not be. We need to be home and in bed.
Yeah, but we missed last week, so we can't miss 2 in a row. And look, there's 11 minutes left, so we're... Anyway, point being, you know, in back in the olden days, in like in Asian cultures, they wrapped up women's feet to keep them small and dainty, but it also deformed their foot bones as they were developing. It started when they were very young. So it's a very painful process. It's not good for you. It's bad. And there's a lot of women that talk about like, you know, Jimmy Choo's and Louboutins. Those are like modern feet binding, which, you know, I'm not going to disagree because it's very painful, but that's not the point. We're talking about other things. Anyway, so you can do, feet binding, like let's say for example, we'll take your ritual of foot washing with me. And at the conclusion, you, instead of just being like, you know, okay, hey, mistress, I'm done. You could take, you know, gauze and gently kind of wrap my feet with them so that I would have like a nice little foot wrap kind of thing, and then learn how to kind of do a little quick tie off. And of course it's temporary and stuff. And it's definitely more symbolism. And, but it's one of those things where it's almost as if you're wrapping them up as a gift, as a way to do it. And if you do it a little bit taut, but not tight, it's comfortable. You know how sometimes you feel like, hey, I kind of like that ace bandage on me and that kind of thing. So you can do that. And that can be a component of foot worship.
That just sounds lovely.
Yeah, doesn't it? It sounds like a nice little kind of, it's like you're putting a bow on it.
And for those of you ladies that have a male counterpart that is your top, your D type, there's foot jobs. Although I'm have an aversion to penis, so I can't really understand the mechanics of how would you do that?
What, you jack somebody off with your feet?
Yeah.
Well, it's not, I mean, like they're laying down and you could be sitting up there and you take your feet and basically, I mean, there's different ways to do it, but the ideally is you rub it between the arches of your feet.
Oh.
You know, they're all, you know, lubed up or whatever, you're using oil, whatever, and you're just kind of doing that. And if they are feet guys and they're looking at this is, you know, like heaven. And then, you know, my thing is if they then spooge on your feet, they need to lick it off.
Oh, that sounds hot.
All messes should be cleaned up, but that's just my opinion. I just think that that's what it should be in general.
Let's make a mess so I can clean it up.
I don't make those kinds of messes.
I don't know.
I don't have a penis. We had this conversation last night.
I understand. What? No, we did not. What?
If I had a penis, I would have peed in a cup about? In the car when I was trapped.
Oh, that's right.
But
that's
I didn't, right. So I had to get out of the side of the road in the middle of nowhere and pee.
Need to not be here right now. We're not making any fucking sense. We're all over the fucking place.
I can't wait to listen back
you
to this.
You know what? I'm
this
not going to listen back to this because I'm going to be embarrassed.
Yeah, whatever. It is what it is. Fuck it. I think people have a pretty good idea that we're, you know, kind of fucked up. And this is sober, kids. One of these days we'll do a show drunk, and then you don't even want to know what that's going to be like. We'll do shots.
It's
shots lined up. Hey, you said the word shot.
Yeah,
I like this plan.
I like this plan too.
Let's do this.
We should make that like people like should be here.
Mm-hmm.
Should have a live audience.
We've been talking about that.
Yes, we have.
You know, seeing if we want people, if people want to come in. It's really, just so you know, if anybody has been to our show, a live audience is not that interesting unless you're in the studio.
Right.
You know, and we have room for four other people.
We do.
So,
and I mean, maybe a few more.
Yeah, if they're not on mic.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not, I mean, if you're not really in here participating, it's not that enjoyable. I don't know, it could be. You'd have to ask the people in the lobby. But now there's the guys on the next show in the lobby, and they probably don't want to talk to our people because our people are weird.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe they would because some of them are easy.
That's true.
And they would probably like easy girls. I'm just saying. I'm keeping it real.
I understand.
I could be wrong, though.
Fuck, I'm so sick.
So what are we talking about in the future? I have fucking no idea. I think have we officially run out of topics? A year plus into the show, do we have nothing left to talk about?
No.
Can we start recycling things?
Hell no.
No.
No. We still have things that we need to talk about.
We do?
Yes. We need to have a male submissive panel.
I totally want to do that. I want to do a cuckolding one too.
Hell yeah.
Not a panel. Well, you could do a panel if you want, but having a cuckolding, that'd be awesome.
Yes. I would also like us to have... what the fuck is wrong with you?
I'm sick. That's what's wrong with me.
You know, I want us to have a male heterosexual dom come in.
Just one? I mean, well, we had one. Provillain is one.
That's true. Well, yeah, that's true. But he was talking about rape.
I would like to have a mixed gender dominant panel.
Okay.
Because I've very strong opinions on the difference between female dominance and male dominance.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it would be interesting to have the two on. It might be very, it might be difficult to follow depending on how many people we have on the panel. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true.
And maybe it's not, maybe we just have two because that makes it a little bit easier to follow. I don't know.
That's true.
I like that.
Yeah.
I don't know what else. What else should we talk about?
You know, I want us to have somebody in that can tell us more about the leather lifestyle.
Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean...
Master Soda. I wonder if he would do that. He would probably be really good.
He's pretty cool.
Yeah, no, he was really cool when he officiated over Kitty's collaring. It was beautiful.
I'm going to be friends with him. I do. I really liked it. And, you know, and but here's the thing is that I'm very, it's really hard for me to want to be friends with a man. I mean that seriously.
A heterosexual man.
Yeah. It's you know, it takes a lot for me to feel comfortable. And he just struck me as someone who's very respectful and just very genuinely easygoing, very friendly, and not intimidating.
Which is really weird because I had heard all of these things about him before I met him.
I hadn't.
Like all of these things.
I knew of him, but I hadn't heard these things. And it was just nice to experience.
People like to whisper things in my ear. And I'm like, oh, well, okay. Whatever. It's not going to impact something. And I met him and I was like, oh, well. Those were moments in time. I mean, everybody can find something asshole-ish to say about anybody, even you, which is kind of shocking.
Really? Somebody said something asshole-y about me?
Oh, show.
Oh, that sucks. I feel really bad now.
I don't know. No, nobody talks to me.
Nobody talks to me either.
Fuck. They just tell me rumors.
Anyways. But yeah,
if we're gonna have a male sub panel, I want a female sub panel too.
Of course. But see, I always feel like we provide that female sub.
Yeah, we do. We've had Gypsy, we've had Sub Girl, you've had Jillian. We've had a lot of female subs.
Yeah.
We know a lot of them.
And, you know, there's a lot of us out there. Not to say that we aren't special, because we're very special. But, I mean,
I want to do an animal play one. And I kind of feel, should we have Jillian on for that? Or she just makes the stuff.
I think so. I don't know. I'm going to need to reconnect with her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just so you know, this is just how we produce a show. So you're just sitting here listening to us produce the fucking show. So just deal with it.
Oh, and then we need to be on their show.
Who's them? Which show is that? Because I never remember which show is which. There's Bad Advice. And then there's, I don't know, that other one. Awkward Conversations. But that's not who that is. That's Bad Advice and
the Weekly Wrap Up.
Bad Advice and Weekly Wrap Up. That's not Awkward Conversations.
I know that. I'm just, I said it as kind of like,
two shows.
Because
you get that,
like,
right?
No. Because what?
He's on two shows.
Don't be none.
Drew, you're on two shows. Just saying. That seems like you're a bit of a whore. Just calling
everyone,
you out.
Everyone is on everyone's show.
That's
oh my God, it's an orgy.
Let's be incestuous like that.
Well, we aren't. We clearly are the prudes of the group.
Apparently. But, I mean, we had a conversation at the party that we were going to be on each other's
show. I emailed him. He never responded.
So, you know, we need to do that.
Well, you email Awkward Conversations. I emailed Drew and he's ignoring me, which is fine. I mean, whatever. But I'm just saying.
That's fucked up, man.
It's totally fucked up. Give me the card. I email. I get shit. Whatever. It's all good.
Oh, he's saying no.
I emailed.
Oh, right there. He's right there.
I'm ignoring him completely. My back is to him, metaphorically and physically. Kids, this show's been brought to you by DayQuil.
Oh my God, yes, a whole lot of it. Maybe even, no, I take NyQuil during the day. I'm horrible.
Why not just, you know, drink a fifth of whiskey?
I do hot toddies, but with like tequila. Is that weird?
I wonder what that is. Is that a hot Jose? And not the pool boy.
And the moral of this story is do not engage in like play when you're drinking.
The moral of the story is, kids, when you're feeling sick and you don't want your work to suffer, don't go in.
Don't go in.
Because I want you to listen back to this episode and I want you to be like, wow, normally they're like all insightful and funny. And now they're just like, what the fuck?
They're all over the place.
They're all over. Ah, we're like
the fucking
bouncing.
Hot messes. Minus the hot. We're just messes.
Just messes. There's no hot here. It's
no.
Just messes.
We're just messes.
It doesn't help that I got like no sleep last night. Yay.
This is horrible.
Yeah, so.
I can't wait for it to just to feel better and then we can do naughty things with each other.
That's right. Your ass needs work.
Dude, like there's so many things of me that need work. I need some, you know.
Smackdown? You need a smackdown?
I don't want the next time that you touch me to be because, you know, you're punishing me for something stupid that I did.
Well, then don't do something stupid.
I don't want to do anything stupid, but I'm just saying, like, I just, you know, I need some us time.
Right. I need some not sick time.
I need that too.
On the you part. And then the because there was the hurricane, and then there was the you sick, and then now there's the me sick.
Sucks.
And then there's Thanksgiving.
Oh my God. Oh, we're going to a play party that weekend.
We are?
Yeah.
Where?
To Femme Fatale at Threshold.
Oh, awesome. Okay.
Yeah.
I want to line up some people to meet.
Ooh. Okay. So for this one, it's going to be, oh, we're running out of time. Never mind. We'll continue this conversation later. Well,
that's a guideline. That's not real. We're the only ones that actually follow it. It's a guideline.
Jeremy said that's a guideline. So whatever.
Anyway. But
so that Friday after Thanksgiving, it's going to be kinky crafting. So basically make your own toys and like revertibles and shit.
That's the class. Okay, because that's not what we're doing at the dungeon.
And then at Christmas time, that play party, that class is not really going to be a class, more of a competition. Make your own Christmas tree. Human Christmas tree. What, bitch?
Oh, they underestimate me. I have skills. I have crafting and finger painting skills like you've never seen. Jackson Pollock, beware.
What the fuck? Oh my God.
All right, that's it. We have got to be done now.
Yes.
I'm dropping the mic.
Oh my God.
Give me the...